their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
The battle for tax reform getting ready to spark up on Capitol Hill. Terry Moore takes a look.
Tax reform is the top priority of President Trump and congressional Republicans.
Tax reform represents the single most important thing we can do today to get the economy reaching for its full potential.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said comprehensive tax reform is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. He called it a winning proposition for the middle class. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
For many in the middle class, it raises taxes to lavish tax breaks for big corporations and the super rich.
Democrats also argue that Republican tax plans would explode federal deficits. On Capitol Hill, I'm Terry Moore.
Social justice warriors have made their latest attack on Kellogg's, saying boxes of Corn Pops cereal are racially insensitive. A picture on the boxes showed Corn Pops in a shopping mall had a brown Corn Pop working as a janitor. Kellogg's was then accused of racism. Kellogg said they did not mean to offend. USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The FBI has added a new name to their infamous 10 Most Wanted list. Correspondent Jason Campadonia has a look.
Alejandro Castillo is a Phoenix native and wanted for murder. The 18-year-old is accused of killing a young woman that he worked with in Charlotte, North Carolina, and was last seen in a video crossing the border near Nogales. He's now the third man from Arizona to be on the list. He joins a man wanted for killing his wife and 2 kids, then blowing up their Scottsdale home in 2001, as well as a man wanted for robbing and killing a security guard outside an Ahwatukee movie theater back in 2004.
The Centers for Disease Control has issued their latest directive in trying to fight opioid abuse in the U.S., saying people who have family members that suffer from opioid abuse should keep the drugs to counter overdoses in their homes. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
The CDC says 91 Americans die each day of opioid overdoses. Many die at home. But Dr. Eric Edwards says many could be saved by a device that delivers life-saving naloxone.
We have an auto-injector to be able, like an AED, an automated external defibrillator, render quick aid.
It's available through Kaleo Pharma and actually talks you through it. If your insurance won't pay for it, Edwards says his Virginia-based company will give it to you free of charge.
Walgreens plans to close 600 stores starting next year. Most of the businesses the pharmacy giant plans to shut down are Rite Aid drug stores that were recently purchased. The company intends to close stores within a mile of another Walgreens or Rite Aid. USA Radio News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome, my friends, to this very special edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program bringing you the exclusive interviews firsthand with our country's most admired and successful entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals. And one of the great benefits of joining us every week is you get the chance to gain some wisdom directly from those who have done it. Those who have been through the trenches, often starting out with absolutely nothing more than a little seed money and a lot of guts, vision, and tenacity, and the courage to believe in themselves when everyone around them may have laughed or maybe they said, you're never going to make it. So if you're trying to get a business off the ground and people are telling you you can't pull it off, I'll let you in on a little secret. Most of those people probably don't have the guts to go try it themselves. Only listen to those who are successful and have accomplished the goals that you now aspire to, because they are your source for sage advice. Okay, I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. You know, let me tell you about our guest today. Tom Golisano started out exactly as I just described, as a young man with an idea and a dream who followed that vision when he was told it wouldn't fly. And today, as the founder and chairman of Paychex, he is now one of the most successful and admired entrepreneurs in America. Let's get a chance to visit with Tom and hear part of his story through and the journey of his life. Let's welcome our guest, Tom Golisano. Tom, welcome to our show and Legends of Success.
It's a real pleasure to be here, John.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, Tom. You know, I want to share a few things with the folks before we talk to you about a little bit of history. You know, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you some recent recognitions that Tom Golisano and Paychex has earned. Forbes magazine said Paychex is one of the best managed companies in America. Fortune magazine, Paychex is one of the most admired companies in America. Fortune magazine again this year said that Paychex is one of the best companies to work for in America. And this year, Forbes magazine, for the third year in a row, said Tom Golisano is one of the best CEOs in America who's delivered shareholder value. And I've got similar accolades from Business Week, Chief Executive Magazine, Wall Street Journal. And I've got one question for you, Tom, before we get into this. I also looked at Forbes, and I looked at the highest paid CEOs in America. I looked at the top 500. You're way down, like number 455, when you easily could put yourself up much higher. Why haven't you taken more?
Well, I'm afraid I'm out of the school that says, I think in many cases, corporate executives have taken advantage of their companies by paying them what I would consider to be excessive salaries. I think that one of the things that our shareholders have enjoyed over the years is the fact that, yes, I do have a significant position in Paychex stock, and that's what literally drives me and the organization from day to day, and that I haven't overwhelmed myself, if you can use that word, with excessive compensation either in the form of options or salary or bonuses. I think we have taken a very conservative approach, and that's what's earned us some of the recognitions that you just talked about. The fact that I think in the last 5 years we've been in the top five companies every year for shareholder return versus CEO compensation. We're very proud of that.
That's really commendable, especially in this day and age when the microscope is on. No one's fooling anybody out there, and if they are, they're getting found out too soon. Or not soon enough, maybe. But, you know, Tom, you got a fabulous story. You've got the type of what I call Horatio Alger story that our listeners love. And I know you've got some wisdom. And before we go back to see where Tom Golisano started out, give our listeners maybe 60 seconds. Paint a present-day picture of Paychex for those that aren't familiar with your company.
Surely. Paychex today is a provider of not only payroll processing services, but all kinds of human resource services, things like workers' compensation plans, 401k plans, flexible spending accounts, cafeteria plans, and so forth. The market we serve is generally employers that have 1 to 1,000 employees, and currently we have over 505,000 clients across the United States. We recently opened up a presence in Germany, and we expect to expand through Western Europe over the next 5 to 10 years. We're very excited about that opportunity. The company did a little over $1.3 billion in revenue last year and had a profit over $300 million. We have approximately 10,000 employees. 2,000 of them are based in Rochester, New York, and the rest are based out across the United States of America.
That's a fantastic picture. And, you know, when you look back, I believe, straighten me out if I'm wrong here, but you're the same place you started out in your childhood, aren't you, Tom?
Yes. I was born in Rochester, New York. I still live in Rochester, New York, and it's my primary residence, and it's the corporate headquarters for Paychex. Yeah.
They must love you in Rochester.
Well, some days they seem to, and other days it depends on what the stock did that particular day.
Yeah. Well, I really do admire, you know, I tell listeners, I tell my friends, I'm the biggest fan of my own show, not listening to me, but listening to my guests. So this is a real treat for me today, as well as our listeners. Let's go back to the beginning. Tom, you grew up, you were born in Rochester, you grew up there. Was your family financially well off, and what was it like as a kid?
Actually, they weren't. As a matter of fact, when I was a teenager going to high school in the community here, my father had to claim bankruptcy, and of course that was a very discouraging and disappointing moment in my life, but in the same time it sort of drove me at later times to make sure that myself and my family and everybody around me was going to be as economically secure as they could. I think I knew I wanted to become an entrepreneur as young as early days in college. I just didn't think I fit into a general corporate environment as an employee, and I was always intrigued by the fact of being able to accomplish the things that I set out for myself to accomplish, my own goals, and be in a creative mode where I could, you know, create opportunity for myself and those around me rather than depending on a corporate environment to create that for me. So I always seemed to have that bent towards entrepreneurism, and when I got out of college, I went to a two-year school in upstate New York, took business management. When I got out of college, I had a series of two-year jobs, and working for a bank and then sales for a company called Burroughs Corporation. Mm-hmm. And then I went to work for a payroll processing company called Electronic Accounting Systems here in Rochester.
Before we get right into there, because I think there's a couple of compelling points. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But when you go back, I just want to cover one point, Tom. When your father went bankrupt, and then we'll catch up here, do you remember specifically your worst, darkest hour and specifically how that affected your life?
Well, I think there were two things. I think the first one was I remember when the man came to cut the car because the car payments were not being made. And, you know, he came and demanded the keys and drove away with the car. I mean, that leaves a shocking impression on you, believe me. And secondly, my father then went to work for an organization who shall remain nameless, mm-hmm. where, you know, here's a gentleman, and he was in his early 60s, and he was just treated terribly by the management of that organization. And I was a direct witness of that chastisement, if you want to use that word. And I felt so bad about it, and it just, I said, if I ever get in a position, I will never treat employees the way my father was treated. So those two things had a major impact on sort of my psyche going forward.
Did you ever, I guess it's tough for a kid. I mean, when you looked at your father, were you still proud of him but tough to believe in him when he went through those worst times? How did that affect you?
My father was the type of gentleman you could do nothing but love him. He was a gentle soul. He was always very kind to me. He was always very supportive. And as a matter of fact, in the early days of Paychex, until he was 81 years of age, he was delivering payrolls here in the Rochester community, and he was so proud of what we had accomplished, even though it was in the early days of Paychex.
You know, and I tell you what, I commend him. Not a lot of fathers can be proud or show that they're proud of their sons if they didn't make it themselves. And we've seen this time and time again. I know Jerry Lewis went through that. He was a guest on the show, and he alluded to it that his father, Danny, always wanted to be successful. He didn't pull it off the way he wanted. And when Jerry became a big success, I think it was tough on his father. You know, we get back in a second, Tom. We're going to find out exactly that first job. You alluded to electronic accounting systems. And, folks, if you plan to go in business, if you never dream to go in business, you got to hear this story. This is one of the best. This is pure Americana. Tom Golisano is the founder and chairman of Paychex, starting out with his own idea, bucking the system of the current trend, and coming up with a vision and never giving up. Place this man as one of the most admired and successful CEOs in America today. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
She was thrown out of a pickup truck.
Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg.
They found her walking on the streets.
Many have been abused, malnourished, eating garbage.
Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur.
There's this commercial on TV that the ASPCA does, and they want you to send in $19 a month for a dog in the shelter. I think you should go and adopt a dog from the ASPCA and then get that dog on Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills.
Their answer is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today we're honored to invite and welcome Tom Golisano, the founder and chairman of Paychex Corporation. I got to tell you, folks, this is pure Americana. Here's a man that started out, he stuck to it. He never gave up. He had a vision, and he didn't let others around him try to discourage him. And in the previous segment, we just talked about he did not come from a wealthy family. He watched his father go through bankruptcy. He literally watched him come and take the car. He never lost respect for his father, but that sure made an impression on him. So he went through, got a good education. So let's go to the 1960s, Tom. Tell us about one of your first jobs, electronic accounting systems.
Yeah, so it was in the late 60s, and I had taken a job with this company who did payroll preparation for larger companies, generally 50 to 500 or 1,000 employees. Mm-hmm. And their mentality at the time was the larger the number of employees, the more pleased we are to have them as a client and as a potential prospect. And I became a salesperson and then a sales manager for the company. And I just one day I was driving down the street thinking about my payroll processing world and looking at businesses. And I realized, gee, you know, it seems like most businesses in this country have less than 50 employees. So I went to the library one day and sort of confirmed that fact and found out that 98% of the businesses literally in the United States of America have less than 100 employees, and 94% have less than 50 employees. Mm-hmm. And nobody had come up with a payroll processing product that was relevant to that size employer, the 1 to 50 employees. So I started thinking about it, and I came up with three, I guess you'd call fairly creative ideas. relative to the product and the pricing. And if you want, I'd be glad to go over those things very quickly.
Yeah, this is your success model, correct?
Right.
Okay.
The first one, basically, John, was payroll processors back in 1970. When a client was ready to process their payroll, they would have to fill out a very complex computer input sheet relative to hours worked and change in deductions and change in marital status. And it took a fairly technical person to be able to comply and cope with the intricacies of this computer input sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we had to pick it up, physically pick it up, or the client had to mail it. I came up with the idea, why don't we have clients give us their information right over the telephone? And a typical, and our average-sized client today has about 14 employees, a typical 14-person payroll takes about 2 or 3 minutes on the phone to transmit the information verbally to a professional on our end of the line. The great thing about it is the client doesn't have to learn how to do anything, can call in their payroll from any place on the earth, and it's just very convenient and very easy and also very economical because we wouldn't have to pick up the data.
Sure.
The second thing, which was also quite unique at the time, was, you know, being an employer in the United States of America is pretty complex.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you have five employees in a company in New York State, you have a minimum of 48 or 49 payroll tax returns and payments that must be paid every year. And the fines for noncompliance are quite severe. So consequently, it's quite an administrative burden to be an employer in the U.S., particularly some of our larger states.
Sure.
So I said, as part of the service, let's not only do the payroll checks and the management reports and so forth, let's also do all the mandated federal and state payroll tax returns and payments for the client. And then the third thing was, we had to charge a price that smaller employers would be willing to pay. Think of this in $1970. Minimum charge for doing payroll processing back then was like $24 a pay period, even if you had one or two employees.
Mm-hmm.
Let me contrast that today with where the minimum charge is about $10.
Wow.
And this is in 2004 dollars, not in 1970 dollars. So it's economically, it was quite a difference.
Sure.
So I went to the management of this company that I was working for, and I said, look, there is a whole new market we can go after. And I was willing to do it as an employee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could turn it into a significant enterprise. Particularly when you look at the number of small businesses in the United States of America, and nobody was focused on that marketplace.
And how old were you at this time, Tom?
I was 30.
Okay. So what happened?
I went to them and laid it all out, and the response back very quickly was, no, I don't think we're interested. And one of their rationales was they didn't think the certified public accountants of the world would appreciate paychecks or their company doing payroll tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
And I said quite the opposite. I think most practicing CPAs would like an organization like ours to do the payroll tax returns for their clients. In any event, they said no. I thought about it for about 3 more months, went back into them, and laid out the program again, hoping they would change their mind. They didn't. And 2 weeks later, I resigned and started a company called Paychex.
Boy, didn't that take some guts.
Well, here were my resources.
Okay.
I had $3,000 in cash.
Right.
And I had 3 credit cards. I used the $3,000 to send out direct mail in the Rochester community, and I was hoping to get about 60 or 70 clients from that direct mailing. I think I got 6 or 7.
Oh, boy.
And we went through the $3,000 very quickly. So then there was a period of 3 to 4 years of, you know, beg, borrow, and that other thing just to survive. And they were very tough years. Fortunately, I had a very supportive spouse, and she did have a job, which helped. But it was like living on the edge for about 4 years.
I even had
friends that came in and bought my lunch for me because they knew I was in dire straits.
I was going to say, how bad did it get? When you went home at night, obviously you must have had a very supportive wife, as you just mentioned, but how tough did it go home at night? Did you have sleepless nights? Did you go to sleep and wake up in sheer fear, actually?
Well, I don't know if I'd use the words that strongly, but there's no question it, you know, really works on you, and it's always very concerning, and you do wake up in the night thinking about it, and you do wonder where your next meal is going to come and if you're going to be able to pay your bills. On the other side of that coin, John, the fact that I knew or believed in what I was doing,
yes,
and that it was going to work, and it was just a matter of time, that was a great reliever of the pressure, if you will. and that, gave us the stamina to stay with it.
That is a heck of a point, and I wanted to ask you, okay, Tom, all entrepreneurs in the world, before they're successful, and even during their success, they have an inner voice that's talking to them. When things were the toughest for you, you shot your cash, you were wondering where your next meals sometimes were coming from, correct?
Yes.
What did Tom Golisano's inner voice tell him?
Well, my inner voice said, stay with it. You had a steady flow, or we had a steady flow of new clients, and it was just a matter for us to continue that sales cycle that we were going through and be able to stick with it and not get to a point where we couldn't afford, you know, to eat or to live or whatever, mm-hmm. but just stay with it because we knew we were putting on clients at a rate that eventually we were going to be okay. But it was tough.
It must have been tough. There were a lot of people try to discourage you at the time, say, Tom, just check out and get a real job.
Actually, most of the discouragement came before I started.
Really?
They didn't really think there was a market for this.
Mm-hmm.
But as time went on, some of those doubters became real believers. And, of course, I'll tell you very personally,
sure.
One of my best cheerleaders was my sister. I have a sister that's 13 years older than I am, and she was a cheerleader all the way. In fact, when things got really, really desperate, it's her financial assistance that saved me. And my sister was a widow with three children, had a very limited income.
Jeez.
But she had so much faith in me, and I can tell you quite honestly, John, herself and her children are significant paycheck shareholders today because of what she did for us.
God bless you. That's wonderful. And, you know, later we get into this program, folks. Remember, this is a great, pure Americana story. And later on, we're going to talk about just what you heard Tom Golisano is alluding to. Tom, I've done some research, and I happen to know you are very big in giving back and helping people to this day. And I think you dedicate a good part of your life doing nothing but giving back. Am I correct?
Well, certainly I've been in a position to have the resources to help certain organizations in this community in Western New York, and that's been a very gratifying part of what I've done relative to paychecks, that it's allowed me also to assist these other organizations that perform very important functions mm-hmm. in our community. One of them is the local children's hospital.
God bless you.
I gave a significant amount of money to them several years ago so that they could build a new wing and a new emergency department and a new cardiac area.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet I get between one and two letters a week or phone calls from parents of children that have gone through the children's hospital, have received, in their opinion, a miracle in success and service, and they want to call me or write me a note and tell me about it. And I can't tell you how gratifying it is.
Tom, when you compare the thrill of success, which you're going to get back here, get back on track with that for a moment, when you compare the absolute thrill of success when you knew you're really making it versus getting one of those letters, how do you contrast the two or compare them?
Well, I'll tell you, it's very difficult for me to separate them, John. I mean, I couldn't make the contribution without the success level of paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to make the contribution and help all these people is just absolutely, totally gratifying.
Well,
so one sort of feeds on the other, and obviously I couldn't do the second without the success of paychecks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to the exclusive interview with Tom Golisano, one of America's most admired CEOs. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The press makes me more uncivil than I am.
President Trump talking to reporters today, responding to allegations from Arizona Senator Jeff Flake that he is uncivil in his political discourse. The president said Republicans are actually very unified on their agenda.
We're really unified on what we want to do. We want tax cuts for the middle class. We want tax cuts for businesses to produce jobs.
The Beau Bergdahl sentencing hearing is recessed until tomorrow morning. The judge handling the sentencing phase against Bergdahl said he's continuing to review a defense motion to dismiss the case. The defense is contending there's been undue command influence and comments from President Trump about Bergdahl may have been prejudicial. Trump has described Bergdahl as, quote, a dirty, rotten traitor. And a deadly shooting at Louisiana's Grambling State University early today being blamed on a dorm room altercation. Two men are dead. USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
The most original success stories in America with our country's greatest entrepreneurs, billionaires, and acclaimed individuals. They are the Legends of Success. Once again, here's your host, John Resnick.
Tom Golisano is my guest today. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success. Tom has received accolades from Fortune magazine, Forbes magazine, Business Week, Wall Street Journal, and deservedly so. He is one of the most admired executives in America today. We're talking to the founder and chairman of Paychex. You know, Tom, coming back from the last break, we're talking about your first location. You went against the grain of your employer. You started your own business. You saw a niche market on the under 50 served and payroll processing, and that first year was pretty tough. How did you then get off the ground and add locations, and did you bring in stakeholders? How did it all take place?
Well, I think we ended up being in a very unique situation, John. After the thing had been operating here in Rochester for 3 or 4 years, one day an employee of the company I used to work for walked into my door and said, "Tom, it looks like, you know, it looks like you're surviving and you're going to make it." And he says, "I like the concept too. Is there any way that we could go in together in a different city?" Mm-hmm. And I thought for a few minutes, and I said, "Well, let's go 50-50 partnership in Syracuse, New York." Mm. And he thought that was a good idea, and we did it. A few months later, an employee of a client walked in the door, and I didn't know him very well, but I liked him, what I had seen of him, and said, "Tom, this is a terrific service." He says, "I want to go to another part of the country and start one." And I said, "Chuck, where do you want to go?" And he said, "Miami, Florida." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Chuck, I'd be willing to go into a partnership with you in Miami." And he thought for a moment, and he says, "You know, Tommy, I don't really want to be your partner, but I'll be your franchisee. Set me up as a franchise." I thought about that and decided, okay, I'll do it. After I got these two individuals established, I decided what a way to build a national organization. Mm-hmm. In the next 4 years, I ended up with 6 franchise relationships and 11 50-50 partnership relationships.
Jeez.
17 different individuals. All but one lived in Rochester, New York. They all moved to a different part of the country. We trained them in Rochester before they left, and they established a payroll processing operation in their respective cities.
What a growth.
We functioned that way until late 1978.
Up until 78. Now say until 1978. Somewhere you went IPO, and I think that was the early 80s, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, the next step in our history was actually I woke up one day and I said, "Boy, I got 17 of these partners and franchisees, and we've really done a good job. We're operating in 22 cities.
Wow.
And we did this in just about 4 years. But there were some issues, John, issues of liquidity, issues of financial strength, issues of different ambition levels and so forth, and skill set levels. So I got the idea that maybe this would be a great opportunity to combine these now 18 corporations into one. We'd all become employees and shareholders, and we would work towards a much larger goal. Mm-hmm. Well, when I first proposed this, of course, everybody looked at me like I was, "What are you doing to us now?"
No vision.
You told us you wanted us to be entrepreneurs. Now you want us to now form a larger company and all become employees.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Yes, but we could do so much more if we do it."
Yes, absolutely.
For example, open up more locations, build a much stronger sales force, and do that for about 3 years, and then the next 2 years focus on profitability. And then we would be in a position to either sell the company or make it a public corporation. Well, I took the group down to the Bahamas in February.
Mm-hmm.
It was always an easier sell. And they, all 17 of them, agreed to go in with me. They made me president and chairman. And we became one company in 1979. We set out on our 5-year goal, just as I outlined it. And in August 1983, we became a public corporation.
That's a pretty amazing story, because you started out as a solo entrepreneur. You added managers or maybe partners, franchisees, was it tough shifting your responsibility from your, say, core competencies to then becoming a management? Was that a challenge?
Yes. You know, there were so many challenges to it. When we consolidated, for example, you know, I had people that all were presidents of their own company.
Sure.
They wanted to be, and now they were becoming vice presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a psyche issue. Some of them had to report to people that were their peers just a few days ago.
That's a tough transition, isn't it, Tom?
It was a very tough transition. And then third, we had to have management reports comparing branches to branches.
Oh, boy.
Now, all of a sudden, there was a status of who was doing the best job and who was doing the worst job.
Sure.
And that was tough for them all to deal with. But we hung in there for the five-year period, and then with the public offering in 83,
mm-hmm.
it was like, okay, we delivered this commitment we had made to each other, and it gave all of us, you know, financial and economic freedom to go on with the rest of their lives. And, you know, some people obviously stayed. Some people retired early. Some people started other entrepreneurial activities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting today, this all happened in 1979. Today, 25 years later, I'm the last person in the company out of the original 18.
Is that correct? Wow.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. When you went from a privately held company, obviously there was a culture. Then comes a transition to becoming a CEO of a public company. Isn't this, Tom, where a lot of the scandals we hear about run into trouble? They cannot adapt to the culture of private to public.
Well, there's no question that's an issue. And the way we looked at it, we thought with the day we became public corporation, it was a new responsibility. It was
mm-hmm.
a whole new level of responsibility. And sometimes I think CEOs get fall into the trap, say, well, gee, we just went public. We're done. We made it. We don't have to work hard anymore. Well, quite frankly, it's more the opposite. I like the public route for visibility and marketing.
Sure.
I like the public route for the ability to attract employees because the perception is that you're a more stable organization. You're going to be around longer than a privately held company.
Mm-hmm.
And third, and the biggest advantage, of course, is liquidity for your shareholders and liquidity at a rate that they can choose the speed to which they liquefy. In other words, they could choose not to be a seller, they could choose to be a big seller or something in between. And the ones that stay on as shareholders, they can watch their investment grow.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the best of all worlds. They have that kind of freedom. But you have to accept the fact that there's a new sense of responsibility and you got a lot of people watching you. And I don't quite personally think that's bad. I think it also helps, actually, in the management process.
Well, that's pretty good, especially if you want to be accountable. And these days, there's so many people that aren't. And, you know, it's interesting as you start looking at the transition and the history of so many of these businesses, you started out, and we get back from the break, I want to ask you about this. You started out with one specific model, and you resisted the temptation to diversify for a number of years. And we get back, I'm going to ask you, Tom, what finally inspired you to make that decision to start diversifying your products and services? Because you held out for a long time, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Okay. We're really intrigued today with a fascinating and candid discussion with Tom Golisano, one of the most admired business leaders in America today, as chronicled by Fortune, Wall Street Journal, Forbes for many years. When we get back, we're going to hear the next transition of how this company really took off. I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
These are the stories and strategies of America's greatest entrepreneurs. They are the legends of success. Once again, here's your host, John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. Our guest today, Tom Golisano, the founder and chairman of Paychex, one of the leading payroll systems and so many other diversifications that they now provide to small businesses, a niche that when Tom started this business, everybody ignored. And, you know, let's go back to that for a second, Tom. For many years, you stayed with one single business model. You didn't diversify. You resisted the temptation. Tell me about that. And then how did you decide to branch out into other services?
That's a good point, John. We decided that we were going to expand geographically rather than product-wise. And the reason for it is we had a formula that we know worked. We knew that if we had a certain number of clients in any market, that we were going to be profitable in the level of that profitability. And when there were so many large markets in the U.S. that we could take paychecks to, today we're in over 103 cities, we thought we would be absolutely foolish if we started tinkering around with that model when we knew we had such a big opportunity in front of us just in payroll processing. But as the years went by, something else started to happen that influenced us, and that the government, federal government, more than the states, started adding things to the employer-employee relationship that were making it more complex for the employers and could be a real opportunity for us as a service provider. For example, things like flexible spending accounts or cafeteria plans, 401k plans, things like ERISA and COBRA and TEFRA. These are all things that added to the complexity of being an employer in the United States and at the same time created a lot of benefits for employees, but at the same time you needed a processing or administrative process to handle these new complexities.
Wow.
So we had this client base of several hundred thousand companies across the U.S., and these new programs came along,
And now we thought the time was perfect for us to get into these areas because, first of all, the federal government had heightened the awareness about them. Companies were starting to buy these services. And if you were doing the payroll, who would be in a better position to be a 401k service provider or a provider of workers' compensation insurance than the company that's doing the payroll? So consequently, we were able to go out to create these products and go out to existing clients and sell them these new services. And because we were doing the payroll for these companies, we became the low-cost provider and, more importantly, the most efficient and most accurate provider of anybody out there.
Boy, what timing that is. And I'll tell you, it's all in the timing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. What if I told you that punishing a successful company with taxation was a fool's errand? Because you know what? We need the jobs, and it's us that pay those burdensome taxes. Yup, consider the logic. Classism seeks to heap the misery on businesses. That'll fix their wagons. Except for that little problem we often refer to as math. Yeah, it's just math. If a company is at the very least breaking even, guess who pays the burdensome and punishing tax? You guessed it. Whoever purchases that company's services or products. That'd be you and me. Nice job. Take it from the top. Punish the company. Make them uncompetitive in the global market while we pay the crazy tax. That's as absent of common sense as the multiple layers of tax we're already unwittingly paying as citizens, not to mention the death tax. What would our founders say? For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
Our guest today is Tom Golisano, telling us a fascinating life story of how he started out with an idea and built a billion-dollar business pretty much with all integrity and doing things that were out of the box. And so your diversifications we just mentioned before that real quick break, tell us about that diversification. What is it all timing when you diversify, the timing of – because everyone says, well, it's all timing and luck.
Well, I think the opportunity became more apparent to us, as I said, as the federal government started introducing these new programs into the employer-employee relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't take us long to listen to our sales organization to say, hey, companies are talking about 401k plans. Why aren't we providing them? where companies are complaining about the workers' compensation insurance situation. Why aren't we providing those services or cafeteria plans and so forth? So we started listening to our sales organization, and one by one we started adding these products. The great thing about our world, when we add a new service or a new product, it doesn't take a huge financial investment.
Right.
I mean, yes, we do some computer software work and we dedicate some people to it, but we don't have to build huge factories and that type of thing and create inventories. We just start doing it one day, even if it's on a very non-automated basis.
Yeah.
It just worked out so well with, for example, with 401K, then we moved on to cafeteria plans and then employee handbooks, et cetera.
But what you did, you know, going back to a Harvard study, and actually when you look at it, it's pretty logical, that in the links of the chain of a successful business, if not the most difficult step is distribution. Once you built your pipeline and had distribution, why not stuff it with other services that you're competent in?
That's exactly right, John. And you can't imagine, well, maybe you can imagine, we probably get 2 phone calls a week from an organization that has what they think are great products and services, but have no way to distribute them.
Oh, incredible.
And we look at them with a very discerning eye, and we have made our decisions as to which ones we're going to get involved with and which ones we don't. But we realize the value of that distribution system and that sales organization that we have.
You know, I don't want to inspire competition for Paychex, but really when you think about it, what percentage of the market have you penetrated, and who's your biggest competitor?
With 505,000 clients, we have about 6.5% of the marketplace that we are offering services to. The industry as a whole has about 15% of the market, and our largest competitor is Automatic Data Processing.
ADP. So what we're really saying here, that in your wildest dreams, you've passed $1 billion in revenue, correct?
Correct.
Past $1 billion, your biggest competitor is ADP, and combined, you've only penetrated 15% of the marketplace.
Yeah, which means it's still a huge, wide-open opportunity for both organizations and potentially others.
Well, you know, maybe that's another opportunity. Somebody wants to start a business like that, build it up, and maybe flip it back to you guys.
It's happened before.
Let me ask you, there's a lot of people listening right now who are picking up some sage advice from you. If they ask you directly, if they could see you face-to-face and say, Tom, what advice do you have for me? I'm having a tough time. I know I got a great idea. I'm trying to build a business. What advice that you've learned for others that you could offer?
Well, I not only learned this from my own personal involvement, but I've also invested in several other businesses, John. And I think if there's one thing I've observed, that the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make is that they always initially overestimate the sales activity they're going to have. I think a lot of entrepreneurs get caught up in the glory of it, and they think that just by hanging up their shingle and starting to offer a product that the world's going to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't work that way. It takes a lot of time and perseverance and sales skills and so forth to get it to happen. And, of course, what happens if you overestimate your sales activity, chances are you're going to run into a cash flow problem.
Yes. You know
that's where most entrepreneurs fall apart.
Well, I've heard so many times, plan on it taking twice as long and at least 200% of the capital you envision.
I would stand behind that philosophy that you just espoused 100%.
It's pretty accurate, isn't it? It's usually twice the cash and twice the time.
Yeah. It never comes as fast as you think it's going to. And it's, you know, sometimes very discouraging and disappointing. But if you believe in what you're doing and you can just push away the clouds that influence your judgment in a bad way, and see the thing for really what it is, and you think it will work, then I'd stay with it.
Tom, tell me about a couple of the founding principles that you, Tom Golisano, has always stood for individually and with Paychex. What makes Tom Golisano who you are?
Well, if there's one thing that I have preached and tried to live by since day one, is an organization, a company, has 3 masters. The first master is your clients. They provide your revenue and your ability to operate. The second master you have to provide to your employees a good place to work. There has to be job opportunity and job satisfaction. And the third master an organization or a company has to serve, of course, is its owners or shareholders. And they deserve a decent rate of return for their investment.
You bet.
And we try to keep those things balanced so that all of us can win.
Yes, everyone's a stakeholder. And again, the importance, Tom, if you could sum that up in about a minute and a half, the importance of giving back with integrity all the way through the process, but especially once you've won the game.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of aspects to that. I could give you some of the trite ones. Well, you can't take it with you, so why not put it to work? Mm-hmm. Second, giving it away is a lot more fun than earning it and a lot more gratifying than earning it. And those two trite expressions are generally true. But do you remember back in the old days there used to be a football game on, at the end of the college football season? It's called the Shriners game in Chicago, and they had a saying, and that saying was, strong legs run so that weak legs can walk. And I really believe that's what we're all about as a as human beings and as a society.
Boy, that's great. And what, as far as looking forward, that was great sage advice. What are your biggest strategic challenges for paychecks moving forward?
Well, I think moving over to another country and internationally is going to be very interesting. I don't think it's going to be a huge challenge, but we're certainly going to have to go through a learning curve. And when we look at Western Europe, as far as payroll processes is concerned,
yes,
it looks like the United States looked about 25 years ago. In other words, wide open opportunity and everybody avoiding the low end of the marketplace.
Well, that'll give you a second wind. You can't slow down. But I want to thank you so much, Tom. You know, I say this so often. Our time ran short. I would love to have you come back and revisit us. And I just thank you for being so giving on behalf of all our listeners.
I enjoyed it, John, immensely.
I want to thank Laura Saxby Lynch and Becky Kania from Paychecks. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original and exclusive success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
This is Ethan Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean.
DINOVITE.com.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street.